How do people know that Jesus is real? Well, almost all historical scholars accept Jesus as a historical figure. Many writings make mention of his existence. Flavius Josephus, a first century historian, wrote this about Jesus in his book, Antiquities of the Jews. It says, "Now there was about this time Jesus, a wise man, if it be lawful to call him a man, for he was a doer of wonderful works, a teacher of such men as receive the truth with pleasure. He drew over to him both many of the Jews and many of the Gentiles. He was the Christ. And when Pilate, at the suggestion of the principal men amongst us, had condemned him to the cross, those that loved him at the first did not forsake him, for he appeared to them alive again the third day, as the divine prophets had foretold these and 10,000 other wonderful things concerning him, and the tribe of Christians, so named from him, are not extinct at this day." So historically, I don't think that anyone with any credibility will try to deny that Jesus existed. However, while most people believe that Jesus lived, so many people do not believe that Jesus is the Son of God, sent here to die for the sins of men and women. Believing about Jesus does not give salvation. Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ does. In Acts chapter 16, when a Philippian jailer asked the Apostle Paul how he could be saved, Paul's answer was simple. And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." In his life here on earth, many people knew Jesus, but not everyone believed on him. It is through faith in him as being the Lord Jesus Christ that one is saved. His name says it all. Lord means master or supreme authority. Jesus is his earthly name, which means Savior. Christ means the anointed one. Of this anointing, let's read Luke chapter 4, verses 14 through 21. "And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.' And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of them all that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say to them, 'This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.'" So I think we can all agree that there is overwhelming evidence that Jesus lived. The bigger question is, who is he to you? Have you trusted in him as your Savior?